Welcome to the Daily News Update for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to take a bit of a departure from the election today and talk about something that has been discovered about these coronavirus vaccines and why they have to be stored at extremely cold temperatures that have never been used before in any drug or any vaccine ever in history. But first, just a quick summary on the election front. There hasn't been a lot of new activity in the last 12 hours or so. I did record an emergency update late last night around midnight, and it is still processing at the moment on Brighteon servers. It'll probably be live before you hear this. So check for it on my HR report channel on brighteon.com. It covers why we can believe the evidence that Trump is about to drop the hammer on the Democrats. The Democrats have been caught. The deep state has been caught. And many of them are going to jail when this is all said and done. How do we know that that's true? What's the real evidence that we can confirm ourselves and see with our own eyes? And so that podcast is kind of long. It's about 40 minutes, actually. But it goes through that. And that's the update. So check that one out if you want a full update on the election. Now, getting to the big story today, we've been looking into, you've heard the media reporting that this new vaccine, that basically there's Moderna and there's Pfizer. Those are the two companies that have this new mRNA vaccine. And in case you didn't know, the mRNA vaccine platform, it's a brand new platform, never been used before in vaccines in humans. There's never been an FDA approval of any of these vaccines for use in humans. And both of these companies are seeking emergency approval, and they're going to get it. And emergency approval means that they don't have to conduct any testing, and they have no liability. So these companies are playing an incredibly dishonest game of fraud when it comes to claiming their vaccine effectiveness. At first, I think Pfizer came out and said, well, their vaccine is 90% effective. Total fraud, no evidence, no peer-reviewed published studies, nothing. They just pull it out of a hat, we'll say. 90% effective. And then Moderna comes along and says, well, our vaccine is 95% effective. And then Pfizer today put out an update. So, well, we looked at the data. It turns out ours is 95% effective now. Yeah. I'm expecting in the next couple of days, maybe Pfizer or Moderna will respond and say, well, our vaccine is 110% effective, right? let's just keep it. Well, ours is 150% effective. I mean, this is the world in which we live now. If 125% of registered voters can vote in a county in Milwaukee, you know, then I guess they can have a vaccine that's 150% effective. And then it'll be next week. No, ours is 200% effective. You'll see it on CNN. Moderna announces new scientific testing. Their vaccine is 5,000% effective, you know, and it's got electrolytes. You know, this is the world. It's idiocracy. This is the world. So, but they do need to keep these vaccines stored at a very, very cold temperature. The question is, why? What's in these vaccines that has to be kept really, really cold? Minus 70 Celsius. Now, in my laboratory, Consumer Wellness Labs, CWC Labs, we have a freezer with a Stirling engine on it, and this freezer goes down to minus 60 Celsius. We normally only have to store samples at, you know, minus 20, for example. And we run tests. We found that glyphosate won't even break down at room temperature. It persists forever, basically. You don't have to freeze glyphosate samples. The glyphosate never goes away. I mean, it's broken down by soil microbes in crop fields and so on. But if you just have glyphosate in water, it basically sticks around for, you know, lifetimes. So the question is, what is in these vaccines that requires freezing at minus 70 Celsius? All right, because again, no drug and no vaccine has ever had to do that before. And the answer comes down to lipid nanoparticles that are coated with a toxic synthetic chemical called polyethylene glycol, or PEG. That's right, they're injecting you with polyethylene glycol. Now, just to kind of review how these mRNA vaccines are supposed to work, they inject you in your tissue, your muscle tissue, these mRNA strands coated with, or kind of protected by these lipid nanoparticles that are coated with PEG, they then get distributed into your blood, where they're floating around and causing massive hyperinflammation. And it is known, and we're quoting this from Children's Health Defense, it is known that these PEG-coated LNPs, lipid nanoparticles, are themselves adjuvants, which means they provoke inflammation in the body. And this is why, in recent trials, the Moderna company reported 100% of patients had side effects in the high dose group. 100%, and I think it was 80% in the low dose group. So almost everyone is having crazy side effects, and some of these are very serious adverse events, as they're called. And that's because you've got these lipid nanoparticles with the PEG coating floating around in your blood, and your body is saying, something's gone horribly wrong. Why are these large lipid structures floating around in the blood? They don't belong there. Not supposed to be in your blood. And according to the Moderna company, this structure allows them to penetrate cell walls and go into the cells. And it's in the cells where they then hijack the mitochondria and other components of the cell. They hijack the cell to get the cell to start spitting out protein sequences that Moderna wants your body to make. So they turn you into a protein synthesis factory, churning out non-human proteins that your body was never supposed to generate. Now, in particular, these mRNA strands are designed to invade and take over the ribosomes of your cells. And these ribosomes are responsible for protein synthesis and sequencing. And they soak up instructions in the form of physical strands of messenger RNA. And then they turn that into, well, essentially, they use those instructions to build protein structures that are then released inside the cell. And then somehow, Moderna tells us, magically, these structures inside the cell are supposed to pass through the cell walls again and go to the outside of the cell. And by the way, no one in the realm of real science and real medicine can explain how these cell walls are supposed to be just magically so permeable to allow these lipid nanoparticles to penetrate the cell and go in, and then allow these virus-like protein particles to go from inside the cell to outside the cell. Like, how is this permeability happening? And it turns out that 5G causes a phenomenon called electroporosis. And electroporosis alters the permeability of cell walls, allowing toxins to come in that should never come in, and allowing other things to escape that should never escape. I mean, the cell wall is designed to be a protective barrier to the cell. But now, thanks to these vaccines, plus 5G, you've got things moving in and out of your cells. And you've also got your cells now being hijacked and overtaken with non-human programming instructions to generate non-human proteins that are then floating around your entire body. And none of this can be reversed. Once you're injected, that's it. Your body has been hijacked essentially from that day forward until you die, which may not be very far off given what these things do to people. So I'll talk more about the temperature here in a second, but I do want to say on the record that 5G plus mRNA vaccines, this is a binary weapon system for mass genocide. These are designed to kill billions of human beings. That's what this is. And you are going to start seeing people dropping dead. Well, maybe you won't, because they'll censor it all, you know? Won't allow you to say anything on big tech platforms. The media won't cover it. We already know that. And if Biden is president, hopefully that doesn't happen. If Biden is president, they'll probably just mandate the vaccines, and they'll arrest anybody who says no and take you away to a Oh, a COVID camp. A friendly COVID camp where you will be either re-educated or decapitated, one or the other. That's what's coming. That's what you get when you vote for tyranny and communism. For those few people who did. I know most Americans did not vote for that. But of course, they rigged the elections to make it appear that people did. So what else is in the vaccine that requires this very low temperature? Because it doesn't make sense that the mRNA strands alone would require this extremely low temperature. No, there's something else in the vaccines. Now, Dr. Kerry Madej sent me a text, I think it was yesterday, and she is pursuing a working theory where she thinks that this low temperature is necessary to liquefy the aerogels that might be part of the vaccine and that might be injected into you. And you know how some substances at room temperature, they are gases, right? You know, like you've heard the term liquid nitrogen. Well, you have to freeze it to turn it into a liquid. You have to get it really, really cold to put it into a liquid state. Once liquid nitrogen warms up, it transfers itself into the gaseous stage, right? It just goes from a liquid to a gas. And as a gas, you can't really put it into a needle and inject it into anybody. So you have to have it really cold in order to keep it in the liquid state. This is her working theory. Now, we do know that no other vaccine has ever had to be this cold. No other vaccine has used the mRNA platform. We also know that these vaccine companies are part of the Bill Gates euthanasia global genocide agenda for depopulation. You know, Agenda 2030 and all that. So they're putting something into the vaccines to kill people, something that requires very cold temperatures. What kinds of things require extremely cold temperatures like that? It's exotic nanotechnology. Exotic nanotechnology. And then the question becomes, let me talk about liquid handling, okay? Because in the lab, we do liquid handling a lot. These vaccines are 0.5 milliliters. All right, so 0.5 mils is 500 microliters. It's a very small volume of liquid. If you take a vaccine vial out of a freezer at minus 70, I can tell you this with 100% certainty. The moment you take it out and touch it, the temperature is going up just from the heat of your hand. Okay, yeah, just from the heat of your hand. Even if you have a glove on, like a latex glove like we wear in the lab, the heat goes right through those gloves. So now the temperature is going up, and the air in the lab is also then heating that vial immediately. Then if you plunge a needle into the vial and you pull out half a mil of liquid, the needle itself is attached to, well, a syringe, you know, device, a plastic container with a plunger that you're pulling up, right? It's like a, you know, it's an injection needle. As the liquid is coming up through the needle and into the volumetric area of the syringe, that liquid is getting heated big time. It's getting heated by the plastic of the syringe. It's getting heated by the air that might still be in there in small amounts. It's getting heated by the outside ambient air driving heat into that liquid. And by this time, it's probably already at, let's say, 0 degrees Celsius. So it went from minus 70 to zero in maybe 20 seconds. And then if they inject it into your arm, let's say, they're injecting it into your muscle tissue, which is hopefully at human body temperature, which is what, like 98.5 Fahrenheit? I don't know what that is, Celsius. So it's gone from minus 94 Fahrenheit to about, let's say, 30 degrees Fahrenheit in the syringe. And then it goes from 30 degrees Fahrenheit to about 98 degrees Fahrenheit when it's injected into your body. What is happening in this rapid acceleration of heat being driven into the materials in the mRNA vaccine? And the answer is that all those special little nanoparticles that they're trying to protect are all getting shattered. They're all breaking down. So the minute they inject it into you, it's the mRNA strands are breaking down. Not all of them break down, because proteins are not immediately denatured by heat, and they don't need all of them intact in order to hijack your body's cells, since it is a self-replicating protein. So it might be that, you know, 90% of these mRNA strands are fractured, shattered, you could say, as they're being heated up very rapidly during this process. Maybe 10% survive. That's just a guess. I don't know the exact number. And the 10% then invade your cells and then produce these proteins that are the antibodies of the virus. And this is what they've been looking for in their testing, and this is how they claim 95% effective. But what they're not looking at is what happens to all the other strands of the mRNA that have been shattered, that have broken off, fragments of the protein sequencing. What happens when those go into your cells, and when those go into the ribosomes, and then your cells start churning out little pieces and particles and fragments of viruses, but not the full structure? Now you have a real problem, because your body's cells are synthesizing and producing and releasing basically, you know, structural sequences and little protein fragments that may do things such as cause autoimmune disorders, interfere with hormone receptor sites throughout your entire body, including your reproductive system, and including things that control your mood and your nervous system, things that control insulin and blood sugar, things that control your cardiovascular system, and so on. It suddenly you're flooding the body with particles that are random. Some of them may be catastrophic, some of them may be harmless, but nobody knows, because the companies that make these vaccines, they never looked for these fragments. All they did was look for antibodies of what they had hoped was produced. They never looked at the side production of what the cells were producing, because who can even know what all those are? How could you even run tests for all those? You couldn't, because by the time you look at all the permutations and the combinations of all these protein fragments and all the different protein folding that can take place, you'd need supercomputers to figure this out. They don't have supercomputers. In fact, they're in a hurry. They're rushing this to market. And the results, my friends, the results are going to be catastrophic. We're going to see people dropping dead all over the world when these vaccines start getting mass injected into people. And anyone who talks about it is going to be silenced, maybe arrested. Because we are now living under a medical police state, authoritarian, tyrannical regime of crooks, of fraudsters, of junk science con artists who run the vaccine industry, and corrupt criminal politicians who are run by the communists. And they're all taking orders from the globalists, who have put out the order that it's time to cull the human population. It's time to eliminate 6 billion people. Guess how they're going to do it? Oh, release a biological weapon, force people into lockdowns, crush their economies, crush their human freedoms, steal the elections, and then force them to be injected with these engineered substances that are going to turn their own bodies against them, so that their bodies build the poisons that kill them from the inside. This is what you are witnessing. It is the most insidious, evil, demonic plan to harm humanity that we've ever seen on this planet. And it can only exist as something that is tied to the aims of Satan himself. This is the anti-God vaccine. Okay, this is the anti-life vaccine. This is designed to turn your body into a weapon against itself. And I'm sorry it took me so long to explain all this to get to this. It's a little bit technical how this works, but that's why they have to keep it so cold, because the elements that are in it wouldn't qualify as mRNA strands that are the viruses they're looking for once it gets heated up. But it's heated up in your body, which means that they know that it can't work. They know that this isn't going to stop the pandemic, but it will absolutely kill maybe millions, hundreds of millions, maybe combined with the economic collapse and the food collapse that's being engineered and everything else, maybe, just maybe, they can kill billions, which is their real goal. And it starts with the pandemic and it ends with the vaccine. And I should also note, to wrap this up, when people die from the vaccine, the media will report that they're dying from COVID. Okay? Just to be clear. So they may cover the deaths. Oh, look, you know, old Bob died in his house today. He was 67. And they'll say, that's a COVID death. And even if the truth comes out, no, he was vaccinated, they'll say, well, that just proves that we need more vaccines. Right? That's the logic of the media and the corrupt, the murderous vaccine industry. In their minds, the answer is never that, oh, the vaccine is harming people. The answer is always, well, we must need more vaccines. If people are dying after taking the first vaccine, that must mean they have a vaccine deficiency. So give them a second round and a third round and a fourth round, and then more and more people keep dying. And then the media declares the pandemic is getting way worse. Look at all the dead people dying from COVID. This is how the second wave is going to happen. It's going to be the vaccine death wave, by the way. And then they're going to use the people being killed by the vaccines as the excuse and justification to roll out more mandatory vaccines to kill more and more people. This is a giant recursive death engine. That's what this is, folks. And every politician is going to go along with it. Justin Trudeau is up there announcing, hey, COVID's awesome. We can use it to roll out the Great Reset. We can restructure human society. You know, Justin Trudeau is like a murderous demon. Joe Biden is much the same, or controlled by murderous demonic forces. That's what this is. This is worse than a James Bond villain plot. This is the plot to terminate humanity. This is the Bill Gates, you know, victory lap. Get everybody to line up and take the vaccines. And then they start falling over dead, and then they just call for more vaccines. This is how it works. Okay? So when you see people all over the country and around the world lining up and raising their hands and saying, hey, I want to be first to take the vaccine. I need the vaccine. You see those people, you just wish them goodbye, because they are volunteering for vaccine-assisted suicide. That's what they're really doing. You're going to lose a lot of those people real, real quick. And then they're going to shut down the food supply centers as all this is happening. You know, they're going to shut down the labor pool. They're going to shut down any kind of freedom, lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all of it. Everything at gunpoint. Total global tyranny being rolled out. Global communism. This is the Great Reset. All enabled by mRNA vaccines, nanotechnology, and genetic engineering of biological weapons, i.e. SARS-CoV-2. See? And people like me, we've warned all along that this was coming. And rather than allow us to reach people and warn humanity, they banned us and deplatformed us so that they could continue to carry out their murderous aims against humanity. But this is it. This is it. This is humanity's last stand. And there are lots and lots of people who are raising their hands, lining up like sheep being led to the slaughter and saying, yeah, please inject me first. You can't save those people, by the way. God can't even save those people. You raise your hand, you're like, inject me with your demon vaccine. I don't think God wants anything to do with you, because you've abandoned the gift of your life and your human cells, your very humanity, your soul. You've abandoned it. You've surrendered it over to Satan by lining up and saying, inject me with something that's going to make me non-human. That's what this is. You don't turn your DNA over. You don't turn your cells over to some corporation that's now cozying up to the Joe Biden administration. You'd have to be insane to do that. There's a lot of insane people who are going to be first to go. So that's the real story of what's happening, folks. To stay tuned, to stay informed, read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm putting out an update now every day. Mostly it's about the elections, but occasionally about medicine like this. And you got to go directly to naturalnews.com, type that in your browser, naturalnews.com. Don't use the search engines. Don't use Facebook. Don't use Twitter. Use your browser to go directly to the sites, because otherwise it's all censored. And you can follow me on brighteon.social, which is the alternative to Facebook and Twitter. It's like Parler. Parler is exploding in popularity. I'm on there too. Health Ranger is my username on Parler, but I post more on brighteon.social. So check it out there. And I want to offer you prayers for your protection. I want to say God bless America. And I thank you for your support as we are fighting for the very survival of the human species on planet Earth. This is cosmic. This is the end of the road for humanity if we don't stop this. Just so you know. All right, take care.